Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. In 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul says, "Fight the good fight of the faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." The word fight is a translation of the Greek term agonizomai, from which we get our English word agonize. It was used in both military and athletic contexts to describe the concentration, discipline, conviction, and effort needed to win. When I played high school sport, a popular cheer that would thunder from the stands was, "You've got to want it, to win it, and we want it bad." And they would repeat that over and over. How badly do you want to win the fight over sin? How badly do you want to pursue holiness? Enough to keep on fighting? It's a tough fight, but the Holy Spirit says it's a good fight. The word for good in that verse means excellent or noble. It's a valiant, God-honoring struggle in which we are engaged. So don't give up. Keep on fighting the good fight of the faith. The present imperative tense of the verb indicates the continuous nature of this battle. We're motivated to keep on fighting as we remember what we're fighting for. It's the good fight of the faith. The body of Christian truth, the contents of the Word of God, the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints, as Jude tells us. Paul reinforces his command to fight the good fight of the faith by telling Timothy in verse 12, "Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called." In other words, get a grip on the reality of eternity, the eternal life to which God has called you. Recently, I came across a sermon by Pastor J.D. Greer in which he emphasized, from Jesus' teaching in Luke 12, three ways to live in light of eternity. Number one, be awake to your task. The faithful servant is the one making sure that the physical needs of people around him are met. To live justly is to use what we have to meet the physical needs of others and to make sure that they've had an opportunity to hear the gospel. Blessed are those who are awake to their task and active in it when the master comes. Number two, be confident in Jesus' return, because he is returning soon. So live in a way that only makes sense if Jesus is coming back soon. Number three, be faithful to your charge. In the United States, we live in a land of abundance, and that is God's gift to us. But it is easy to become so besotted with the benefits and pleasures that come from wealth that we forget why God gave that wealth to us in the first place. C.S. Lewis famously said, "Wealth has a way of knitting a man's heart to this world." Boy, that's scary. You know, we forget that God gave us what he gave us for eternal investments, not for temporary pleasure. Faithful disciples ask themselves why Jesus gave them what he gave them and whether or not they are faithfully investing it. They are not distracted by the treasures of this world, but are focused instead on the eternal inheritance. So let me ask you, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your money and possessions? Are you squandering them on other things, or are you fulfilling the purpose for which God called you? I focused on 1 Timothy 6:12 today, not only because it's a great verse for the Christian life, but it's also the theme verse for Mars Hill Network's fall fundraiser coming up on October 24th to 25th, just a few days from now. Their theme is "Live in Light of Eternity." Wow, those are five impactful words, "Live in Light of Eternity." So I hope you'll consider giving a generous gift to this wonderful ministry that helps us do that, that helps us fight the good fight of faith and take hold of the eternal life to which we were called. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church or our current series on the book of Revelation, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.